Moon Strangers, and welcome to the February 14th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and we have two poems for you this week. The second is A Jar of Condensed Milk by Gretchen Tesmer with a reading by the poet. First up is Cure by Vijayalakshmi Harish. Vijayalakshmi Harish is the author of Strangely Familiar Tales, a self-published collection of speculative fiction. Her poetry and short stories have been published in various journals and anthologies, including Kaleidotrope, Borderless Journal, and others. A voracious reader and enthusiastic gardener, she is always curious about all things mythological and magical. Content advisories for this poem include self-harm, snakes, suffocation, and violence in combat. And now, the poems. Cure by Vijayalakshmi Harish. 1. Take a walnut glazed with the honey of their name. Crush it with a mortar and pestle. 2. Gather the dried lavender of their voice and scent your hands with it. 3. Hold the gifted knife firmly and stab yourself where memory resides in you. Beware. It is a tricky, slithery, too fast thing. Be quick and sure. 4. Watch for the echoes of their scent in the caverns within you, bioluminescent wonders. Drown them in silence. 5. The swans will clamor, wings flapping, beaks snapping, asking to deliver messages. Resist. 6. Let the pythons wrap themselves around you, constricting your lungs till you learn again to breathe underwater. 7. Soak in the shower of an unseasonal rain, or the silver ache of a snowstorm. 8. Drink. Rinse. Repeat. And once again, that was Cure by Vijayalakshmi Harish. Next up is A Jar of Condensed Milk by Gretchen Tesmer, as read by the poet. Gretchen Tesmer is a writer based in the U.S.-Canadian borderlands. She writes both short fiction and poetry, way too much poetry, with work appearing in such venues as Nature, Daily Science Fiction, Cast of Wonders, and the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction, as well as previous appearances in Strange Horizons.
A Jar of Condensed Milk by Gretchen Tesmer. Can it come in jars? No, does it? In dozens, that's what you mean, she thinks, dreaming. But zero gravity condenses nothing. Least of all, the feeling of being swept off your feet, which she's always considered a strange expression, as she imagines a giant-sized broom would be needed. And what is she even? A dust bunny? Hiding beneath? A castle wardrobe? Quivering? Gnashing her rabbit-sized teeth? But in any case, there's a sense of falling. Like in those dreams, where you jar yourself awake, wondering, what's my name? Why am I here? And what is this hideous place? Before conscious thought sets in, fossilized, and everything wild and wonder-touched dissolves, like a drop of ink in a dish of milk, and the cat tastes nothing fishy.
And this has been the February 14th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page. And while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Philip Haidar Drnovshek Zarko and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.